The husband said to his wife, who was begging him to spend more personal time with her, to talk and share, the husband said to his wife, "Which do you want? Do you want me to get the chores done around the yard and the house, or do you want more sharing time?" Being the good Catholic wife that she was, her answer was, of course, "Yes." The Catholic both and. "Do you want me to get the chores done around the yard and the house, or do you want more sharing time?" "Yes." The wife wanted both. The chores of both husband and wife have to happen, out of love for each other. But equally important is the sharing and listening time in the marriage. So the wise wife said yes, rather than choosing between the chores and the sharing time. Both have to happen. It's the same in our relationship with God. There has to be the active work, and there has to be the receptive side, the contemplative side. So Abraham scurries to prepare a meal when God appears in the form of three men in our first reading. And Martha in our gospel busies herself with all of the details of preparing a beautiful meal for Jesus during his visit to their home. Both examples of the active life in relationship to God. In contrast to Martha, Mary listens at Jesus' feet. She allows him to take the lead and initiate conversation with her. She hears his wisdom. She lets the beauty of his being and his words affect her deeply. She's totally engaged, but in a way that you could say is more contemplative than that of Martha. So Martha is the active, practical one in this scene of Jesus' visitation. Mary is the contemplative one. Together, Martha and Mary symbolize the active and contemplative aspects of the spiritual life, both parts of our communion with Jesus Christ, who dwells in the home of our own being. I'm remembering that St. Augustine was the one I read who spoke about Martha and Mary representing the active and the spiritual, the contemplative in the spiritual life. Be careful. Jesus did not say to Martha, "Martha, your work is useless and it does not help at all." No, he did not say that. He simply said that Mary has chosen the best part. The best part, the highest part, actually the most necessary part, is opening ourselves to the presence of Jesus Christ. Listening to him, letting ourselves be impacted by his presence as he directs his attention to us. Are you and I aware enough that in our prayer time, Jesus Christ is giving us his attention? We avail ourselves of his presence. We put ourselves into his presence. Are we listening to any thoughts or words he would put into our heart? Anything he's saying to us? Are we allowing Jesus' beauty from the gospel of the day to impact us? A great way to contemplate every day is to look at the gospel of the day and allow that inspired page, inspired by the Holy Spirit, to encounter our baptized soul and transform us and move us. Are we trying to be contemplatives? I think that most of us here are called to be active contemplatives. We live very active lives. We do a lot for God, but there has to be the contemplative part in our prayer life. Yes, there has to be the active. We have some basic work to keep spiritual life alive. First is the work of Holy Mass, liturgy, work of the people. It's the work of Holy Mass. We're all here, so that means Holy Mass, the source and summit of all spiritual life, is happening for us. That's awesome. Second, there is prayer, daily prayer. You and I absolutely have to seek God in daily prayer, using some set prayers of the Church of the Saints, perhaps special prayers the Holy Spirit has brought into our life by one means or another. We absolutely have to pray every day. And we can add to those set prayers some spontaneous prayer from the heart. Heart speaks to heart. Speaking to Jesus about how it really is, how we are experiencing things in life, and listening to him as a contemplative part of that conversation. And by the way, please do not be disturbed if you do not hear Jesus as much as you want in daily prayer. He is in charge of the spiritual life. He's the master. What's important is that we put ourselves into his presence by spending time with him. He will not always let us know everything that is going on as he perfects our soul. So we must leave space for the unknown. We accept the fact that we will not know everything he is doing. We trust he's working out a perfectly wise and loving plan for our life and the life of everyone we love. Would God, our Heavenly Father, send his only begotten Son to death on a cross for us, and then refuse to give us every good gift attached to such a sacrifice? Of course not. Trust him. Jesus, I trust you. The words of St. Faustina from Jesus for us. Contemplation, the habit of contemplation, certainly allows us to have what we need in the midst of suffering. St. Paul trusted God, even as God worked in him through suffering. He says in our second letter, our second reading, his letter to the Colossians, that he knows that in his own body he is fulfilling what is lacking in the sufferings of Christ. He knew his sufferings were part of the working out of Christ's sufferings in his life. That's the result, the fruit of a habit of contemplation. We are active in the spiritual life because we trust him to use our activity. We're contemplative in the spiritual life because we trust him as a doctor of our soul to bring out about the greatest glory, ultimately all of which will get us into heaven. That is the greatest goal, the greatest glory, and perhaps we do not think about it enough every day. I learned on my pilgrimage this last week that right outside of Pope St. John Paul II's kitchen window in Varovice, where he grew up, he saw every day on the church wall a sundial with these words, "Time flies, eternity awaits. Time flies, eternity awaits." Do we think about heaven every day as our goal? Martha and Mary, the spiritual life, the active and the contemplative in the service of Jesus Christ, we need it all in Jesus Christ. The summit and source of it all is here for us in the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, where Jesus Christ comes to us each time, body, blood, soul, and divinity.